True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last Friday, the governor went on another veto spree, and she did not stop until late Wednesday afternoon. The legislature is back in session this week, starting tomorrow, for their veto session once again. And joining us now to review the current legislative veto session is one of my great friends, House Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter. Blake, thank you for joining us this evening.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm so glad to hear from you. You're obviously going to be very, very busy this week. I understand they're going to try to get a lot of things done Monday and Tuesday and hopefully maybe wrap things up. So what do you think is going to happen next couple of days?
Yeah, so our normal legislative session is going to end on Tuesday. So what a lot of folks might not realize is that the Kansas Constitution bounds us to a 90-day session in even-numbered years, and this is an even-numbered year. So our time is up, and so on Tuesday, that is the last day for our final normal session for this year. So we have Monday and Tuesday in order to override these vetoes, finish up the budget and any other legislation that's outstanding, and basically head home and work our normal jobs and basically get ready for an election year.
Let me just tell you, I was extremely happy with the Kansas House for that tax bill you guys put out. Was amazing. It did both income taxes, sales taxes, and property taxes. It was really a nice package. I actually thought the governor was going to at least let that go into law without our signature. I was a little bit shocked when she decided to veto that. But last week, you guys did a great job and basically shoved it back at her with 104 to 15 vote. I was really impressed. That means Democrats on your side of the rotunda have basically sent a message to the governor. This needs to pass. I'm more worried about the Senate. What do you think is going to happen over at the Senate side?
Well, it's going to be close, I think, in the Senate. So there were a few people missing the night that before the legislative veto session break. And so I think they have 26 votes right now. So what I would encourage people to do is contact your state senator and encourage them to vote to give you taxes. I mean, this tax bill it's a big tax bill. It's cutting Social Security taxes completely. It's getting rid of them and allowing people to keep all of their Social Security income instead of the state taxing it. Actually, Kansas is like one of 12 or 13 states that still tax Social Security. You're right. It does property tax. It eliminates the food sales tax early. It does a lot of great good for the state of Kansas. And initially, when this bill passed, it passed 119-0 before we sent it to the governor. Now, 15 of those Democrats that were a part of the 119 hopped off and did not want to override the governor, but we still have a very strong vote. And so now it's going to go over to the Senate. I'm hearing they have 26 votes, but they need one more. So again,
27.
Contact your state senators. Yep, and encourage them to override the veto so that we can get some people the tax relief that they desperately need, especially in this Biden economy, which just quite frankly sucks. I think everybody knows it. They feel it. And, you know, this fall, make sure that when you're voting, you vote for a different president. That's hopefully going to give us a better outlook.
So if the Senate doesn't actually override the veto, where are we? You know, the governor has said that she's going to call a special session. If that doesn't pass, they do some type of tax reform this year. What do you think is going to happen if this does not pass the Senate tomorrow?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, we'll have about 24 hours then to figure it out and get something to her desk that hopefully she won't veto. So, unfortunately, what that means is a lot less tax relief for Kansans, I think, because one of the things that she says is our bill is too expensive, which is just shocking to me because the difference between her tax plan and the tax plan that we've passed is $35.7 million.
That's less than half a percent.
That's less than half a percent of our overall state budget.
Yeah, and frankly, the economy, you know, the consensus revenue estimating numbers came in very positive, actually, which she may have been had some concern earlier, but the last report was actually pretty good. So I can't think of a good reason at this point for her to actually veto this other than the fact that she is not middle of the road. She is extreme. And I'm disappointed that she has put the state in this position, and it comes down to probably one vote in the Senate. And honestly, this election cycle coming up, if this doesn't actually pass, I think this is going to be on almost every postcard in every election cycle, or so every election race coming up is, where was your legislator on this issue of tax cuts?
You are absolutely right, especially because it passed the House chamber unanimously twice. Right. Before it went to the governor, and then there's a few people who chose to side with the governor instead of their constituents, 15 Democrats that decided to do that when it came back for the override in the House. And so I'm just hoping that, the Senate, they can get that extra vote. And you're right, I think people will remember it. And if Laura Kelly calls us back for a special session, I think we have a great tax plan right here. And I think we should continue to work towards that effort. And if she calls us back for a special session, well, the thing is we can work on a whole lot more stuff than just taxes if she does that. And you know what? I'm appreciative of the extra time, and there's some other stuff that we weren't able to get accomplished. So I'm looking forward to the other issues that we can work on if she decides to call us back.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So when the Senate brings this up for a vote, if it fails, doesn't get 27 votes, that kills the bill. Is that correct?
Yeah, it does. So okay. we fail to override, and that bill's dead. Now, the content is still alive, so we can go back to a conference and find a new bill to try to put some of the content back in there and figure out how we want to move forward. But every time this bill fails, I don't know if you've been keeping track of the numbers, but the tax relief goes down each time. And so the problem is if this fails to override, it's going to be less tax relief for Kansans, and that's going to be extremely unfortunate.
There's a couple of folks in the Senate that think that they would say to themselves, or they say to the people, that they're very conservative, but they voted for the less conservative tax bill earlier, and now they're not so seem to be supportive of the House position. I find that to be very strange to me. Are you willing to name a couple of folks we need to put some pressure on to pass this? If you don't want to name them, that's fine. I know who they are, I'm pretty sure. But is there anybody that you'd like to name for us to?
I mean, here's the thing. There's senators that aren't running for re-election, and so they don't care. I mean, That's what it amounts to. I mean, they've basically have come out and have said, hey, you know what, I don't care, this isn't the right thing to do, and whatever the governor signs, then okay, but if the governor opposes it, then I mean, these are Republicans we're talking about. But I mean, Senator Rob Olson is a prime example. He seems very frustrated with Senate leadership, from what I can tell. I think that there's other personal politics that are at play, and not necessarily the constituents at the forefront for Kansans.
Hi, Blake. John, how are you, sir?
Hey, John, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Fine, thank you. You know, I remember a couple of colleagues, you know, were across the hall from me, a guy named John Dahl and another guy named Dennis Pyle. Those were a couple of senators. Since, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot to answer Jim's question, if, you know, legislators are, or rather, if my audience is interested in reaching out to any of, you know, the senators that might be on the fence on something like this, well, I would say John Dahl would be somebody to call. I would say Dennis Pyle would be somebody to call. In fact, if you wanted to call Dennis Pyle, his cell phone number is 785-742-3780. Feel free to give Dennis Pyle a phone call.
Well, and actually, one of the people that we do need to give a call to, and they're actually, he's at a great risk of losing his next election, is Senator Jeff Pittman, who is a Democrat that's in a Trump district. And so he's up in the Leavenworth area. So I would highly encourage everybody to encourage him to, you know, or if you know anybody up in Northeast Kansas or Leavenworth, give them a call and have them encourage, you know, the lone Democrat that might actually help get this passed.
I'll just do just to make this important. I've done the math for myself. This is hundreds and hundreds of dollars for me and my wife this next year. If this passes, just for someone like me, this is hundreds and hundreds of dollars of tax difference for.
But I thought this only affected the rich. Trust me, this is not a, you know, Laura Kelly loves spinning this, that it's only tax cuts for the wealthy and whatnot. The high tax bracket, Blake, as I recall, it's what, $35,000 a year, something like that?
Well, so if you're a single filer, to be classified as rich in the state of Kansas, if you make more than $30,000, you are rich.
That's the rich she's talking about.
Yeah, so teachers and anybody else that you can think of that that make over $30,000, you're rich in the state of Kansas.
I think that one of the biggest parts of this this proposal, this law, is deals with the issue of income tax on Social Security benefits. We've got, you know, these folks are really hurting, and we are an outlier across this country. We're an outlier. We need to be able to do what other states have done and exempt Social Security income from income taxes. I think that's one of the most important parts of this.
Well, we've heard often that people talk about our outward migration and how we're losing population. Right. It's not only the youth that are doing it, but it's also the elderly and the people who are over 65 that are getting Social Security. If I'm over that age, well, why would I stay in a state where my money doesn't go as far because it's getting taxed? And I can move to 40-some or 30-some other states, and my money will go further. So when you're on a fixed income like that, that's going to matter, and those decisions are going to be made. And so this is going to help keep people in the state of Kansas and keep retirees here so that they can spend time with their grandkids and continue to live out their golden years here.
Well, Blake, I just want to say thank you for being on the show tonight. If you can hold over to the other side of the break, we would love to continue discussion just for a few more minutes if you can. I know there's other bills we'd like to talk real quickly.
Absolutely.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.